Thanks for listening to Shift Your Spirits. I'm Slade Robertson. For 12 and a half years, I've been a professional intuitive and personal development author. I try to talk about spirituality with fewer hearts and flowers than most New Age blather. I also teach people how to do psychic readings for others. I mentor all kinds of emerging intuitives, coaches, and healers in a program called Automatic Intuition. It is Friday, April 27th, 2018, as I record this. This week, I'm sharing another episode that is entirely an oracle message. I recorded two of them at once, so I figured I'd just go ahead and let you hear the other one. This one, I'm approaching in a slightly different way. I'm giving you the topic. It's about soulmates and romantic love. It's a bit of a hybrid between a channeled oracle message, a reading, and a podcast segment. You can come to this in a few different ways. You can just listen to it as you would an episode on this topic, or you can present a question in the style of the oracle message. I'll still do the pause if you want to use it that way. And that is coming up right after this intro segment. By the way, the oracle I'm realizing has a really old origin with me. It goes all the way back to the beginning of my blog, and this just occurred to me today. But back when I started Shift Your Spirits in 2006, it was built in WordPress. And at the time, I was building a lot of sites in WordPress and movable type, and I was writing PHP, HTML, and CSS, and when I made the site in WordPress, it was actually one of the first times I decided to really go all in with WordPress and learn the code and see if I could teach myself how to use the platform, because it was really growing and developing, and a lot of people were starting to use it. So I was playing around with writing these really simple plugins, and I mean, when I look under the hood of the code now for WordPress sites in particular, you know, and all the designer platforms and themes that are out there, I mean, it's pages and pages of style sheets and different functionality, and I would be at a complete loss. But back when I first started playing with the code for this, it was so simple. It was like one page of code, or, you know, maybe it was a couple pages if you printed it out, but it was almost something you could hold in your mind, you could memorize. I definitely could write the entire style sheet by heart. I could write the movable type style sheet by heart, and I think it was like 13 pages or something. But I'd written it and edited it so many times and played around with it. So anyway, back to the whole oracle connection here. So I wanted to write a really simple plugin that would rotate the taglines on the site, you know, where you have the title Shift Your Spirits and then the tagline, which is now 83% fewer hearts and flowers than most New Age blather. It wasn't always that. Actually, the first 6 months or so, I really couldn't decide what the tagline should be, like spirituality for clever people, or, you know, whatever. It just all sounded like fronting and trying to be something that I wasn't. And I didn't know how to be straight up and serious about it. I kind of wanted it to have a sense of humor, but I didn't know if that would, you know, ruin people's chances of understanding it, or Google, you know, indexing it for something that it wasn't. So anyway, I have a hard time choosing and making decisions around these things sometimes. So I found this simple plugin that like rotated a quote on, you know, your homepage or whatever. And when I looked at the PHP code for it, it was really easy. I mean, essentially you just put it wherever you wanted to put it on the site, and then you created a list. It was just a little notes file that had a list of all the different things that you wanted it to pull quotes from. So all you essentially had to do was go in there and just type all those different sentences and put them in place of those quotes. And so I adapted that plugin and made it rotate the tagline text so that I could try out all these different taglines and it would say something different. And so every time you refresh the page or you came to the page, you saw a different tagline, whether you realized it or not. And I started to get kind of punchy with it. Like, I would just put really serious things in there sometimes, and then I'd put something completely ridiculous. And part of what I was really testing was to see if anyone would notice, and also wanted to see if it would catch me off guard and if something would kind of ring true for me. So I did it, I think, more for myself and for maybe, you know, the few people that I thought might really notice or were paying attention, because there weren't a lot of people, you know, right off the bat. So anyway, I put like all these taglines in, and whenever I think of a new one, I'd go and add it so it'd get put in the rotation. And so the Fewer Hearts and Flowers thing started to get a lot of attention. Like, a lot of people would write me and say that they saw that as the tagline and it stopped them in their tracks, and they thought it was really cool and it instantly made them connect with me and want to explore the site. And so I actually made the decision to just make that the permanent tagline because it got so much attention, and it's still here 12 years later. So that's cool. That's what happened with that. But in the course of playing with this whole idea of randomizing messages on the website, it really occurred to me that I could use it as some kind of divination tool. And so I can't remember correctly or exactly how I did this, but I took that same plugin and I adapted it to rotate like the featured post or the post that shows up first on the homepage, I think it was. So, you know, at that time I had dozens and dozens, I guess, of posts, you know, maybe 50 or something. I don't know. But I had a little message on the site. I don't know if anybody out there listening remembers this or observed this, but there used to be a message on Shift Your Spirit's website when you landed, and it would say, the message that you see here, the post that is being presented to you, is a divination tool, meaning you can ask a question and refresh your browser window and it'll change the post that's being displayed for you. And you can treat that as a kind of oracle message or a divination tool, like an oracle card or a tarot deck. So I did that for, I don't know, several months. I had a lot of fun with it. It made it more interesting to me to visit my own website. But I think what eventually happened is I didn't understand, you know, enough about writing these apps. I wasn't trying to be an app developer or anything like that, or a plugin developer. I was just, you know, just tweaking little things on my website to get it to do stuff I wanted it to do. And so as the WordPress got updated and the codes got a little bit more complicated, it didn't work. It started to break. And the guy who had written that original plugin that I used for the open source code, he, as far as I know, never updated it either. And so I was kind of like, you know, I'm not a plugin developer, so I'm going to let this go. I didn't want it to break my whole site. It's terrible. So I stopped doing that. But it's interesting because I realize that this impulse to somehow turn the podcast into an oracle message generator, or, you know, for it to have this role as some type of divination tool for us to play with synchronicity in engaging in this content, that goes all the way back to really the very beginning of my putting these messages out there. So I thought that was cool. Another thing is, I've been hearing from listeners anecdotally, like people that I meet in real life who say, oh yeah, I listened to your podcast, or a friend of mine that I went to a wedding with this weekend, Rebecca Habex, she mentioned to me, oh, I'm not really caught up on the podcast because I like to do this thing where I sort of scan what's available in the feed and almost randomly pick something, or I pick something that catches my eye that I feel like, yes, today that's the thing I need to hear. So I'm hearing from a lot of you guys that you play with this whole idea of the episodes being oracles anyway, in a way that I never intended or suggested to you. So there's this theme going on. There's something about us feeling like we want to experience messages in the moment that are really meaningful coincidences, and we love the magic of that power of that synchronicity and how that speaks to us and makes us feel as if something is listening, something's observing us, or that we're impacting our reality and it's pinging us back. We're getting some feedback from the universe, and so I love all that. You know, I love all that, those kind of tools and toys. And I love that kind of gamified way of looking at your daily life. It's one of the ways that you create a magical worldview, that you introduce some magic and divinity and paranormal awareness, whatever you want to call it. You can choose to bring that in, to invite that into your world. So anyway, that just occurred to me this morning as I was writing about this oracle that I'm sharing with you today, and thinking about the whole concept of doing these oracle-based podcast episodes. Anyway, again, I don't know of anybody else that does this with a podcast, so I'm kind of obsessed with somehow making it like my thing, I guess. And if it works, that's cool. If it doesn't, it was a neat experiment, and we'll continue doing the short ones at the end of all episodes in ad infinitum, you know, until I run out of wanting to for some reason. So anyway, if you are listening to this in real time and you're not divining the episodes, then you will be listening on May the 1st. It's May Day today. Happy Beltane. The reason why that's significant is it means that I am putting up a new free course for download to the Mastery Level supporters on Patreon. And on last week's episode, I mentioned to you that the one that's going up for this month is my favorite thing that I've ever created, ever. Out of all the things that I've written and worked on and sweated over and labored over and put out into the world, the course Automatic Author is the one thing that, if I could go back in time and give myself a piece of anything that I've published in the last 10 years, I would give that. Because what it represents to me is kind of like a genie wish, where you wish for all the wishes that you could possibly have. It represents, as a tutorial, as a piece of writing, about writing, it's the tool that allows me to do everything else. And so after all the school that I did and all the creative writing in college and all that kind of stuff, I would still love to be able to go back in time and say, here's the technique. Here's the system. If you can do this, you can put out all kinds of stuff into the world and you can make a living as a writer just using this technique. And so Automatic Author, you know, when I first put it out, I think I was selling it for $100. I think if you go to my website shop right now and buy it, it's $50. So it is kind of a big deal to include it for the Mastery Level supporters as a free download, because essentially, if you wanted to, you could pledge support for 1 month for $25 and you could grab that one tutorial, and it would be like, you know, 25% of what it normally costs. So if that's, you know, part of your motivation, if that it inspires you to like run and get it, that's cool. I think it's very much worth any amount of money that I could put on it, honestly, for me. The reason why it's my favorite thing is because I've written a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't even believe in. I put a lot of stuff out there that can't be proven. I put a lot of stuff out there that may be interesting, but it's fantastical. Maybe it's entertaining. Maybe it's useful. And I do believe that about, you know, it, to some degree, about everything that I work on, or I wouldn't be bothering with it. But this is the one thing that I feel like I put into the world that I can give another person that will allow them to potentially change the reality of how they make money, what their job is, especially if they're any kind of writer and they want to be able to take advantage of the environment we live in, the virtual environment, the information technology that allows us to be indie publishers. It's been life-changing for me. And so I don't want to undersell Automatic Author as just being like some kind of writing tutorial. It really is like, if you want to know the secret kind of core of my entire business, this is it. This is how I take an idea from conception, break it down, outline it, and then execute it using an intuitive writing technique that makes it painless, that makes it feel less labor intensive, that makes it very easy to execute something with a plan so that you're not spending a bunch of time writing hundreds of pages of something that never goes anywhere. This is a really functional, realistic thing. And I'm so proud of it because it is so grounded in reality in a way that a lot of the stuff I put out there is not, you know, quite frankly. So anyway, I'm very proud to offer Automatic Author to the Patreon mastery level supporters. And if you don't want to be a supporter of the podcast, then, you know, by all means, go check out that tutorial. It doesn't get a lot of attention because it's not about spirit guides. It's not about intuition, though it is a little bit. It has an automatic writing component to it. So it's kind of a marriage for me of my intuitive techniques and my practical techniques as an author and a publisher. So go and check that out in either place, whether it's on my shop or go to Patreon. And become a supporter there and get access to it. It is up as we are talking about it here. Speaking of Patreon, I want to take a moment to say thank you to the newest supporters of the show: Ashwin, Star Rothrock, Laurel Rothrock, Susan Starling, and TD Backstrom. She actually raised her pledge to the mastery level and sent me an amazing email about really everything she loves about the show, which episodes have impacted her, how she listens to it, what it means to her, and what she gets out of it. And I mean, that's the most humbling thing in the world. It's all humbling, actually. Every time someone even pledges a dollar, I'm like, personally, like, you know, wow, you know, it means a lot. So the emails, the Facebook comments, the shares, the tweets, the retweets, the reviews you guys have left for the show on iTunes, it's all truly invaluable to me, and I appreciate all those forms of support. I'm excited that you guys responded to the call for a few more supporters to reach the initial goal I set for the year. It's so close. Like, if two more mastery level supporters come on and a handful of others at any level, like $1, $3, we're there. It's a big deal to be financially supported in making this kind of content. Most of us who blog and write articles and produce podcasts and YouTube videos are all doing all that work for free. And we do it in hopes of receiving support or income indirectly by clients who love our stuff and because of it decide they want to work with us. Being self-employed, running your own business, being a creative entrepreneur, one of the most challenging aspects of that at any level of success is being able to ride the fluctuations in income. So having a creative product like this show support itself in the steady way that the pledges provide, that is revolutionary for creative people. I can't tell you how often I think, what if I'd had this 12 years ago? Wow. I could have become a full-time author, like, right off the bat. But then who knows if people would have still written and asked me to do readings for them. I guess they inevitably would have, and I probably wouldn't have had the chance to get good at doing readings as quickly as I did. So it all worked out the way it's supposed to. But I continue to talk about Patreon partly because I know a lot of you are inspired by what you might do with this platform yourself. So I hope that I'm representing for you and showing you a path forward, and that you can share in helping build this with me as a way of learning how to make this kind of life for you. Sometimes you have to create the life you want to live. That's the only way you'll find it. My job would never exist in any jobs listings anywhere ever. It's something that has grown in a unique, organic way as an extension of myself and you and what we have in common. It makes it hard to say what I do when someone asks, like, what do you do for work? I write, I blog, I host a podcast, I do intuitive readings, I teach people how to do readings, I mentor other creative entrepreneurs, I write novels. I'm trying really hard to be the poster child for Barbara Scher's scanner. I can't choose one thing, so I am doing all the things I love. It would be hard for me to ever focus more narrowly. There are people who would certainly advise me to, and it's just not in my makeup. I can't do it. There are at least a few big things I'll always want to have my hands in, but if my job was just making this podcast for you every week, wow, that's a dream job. That is literally a dream come true. So the next level goal will be turning this podcast into a business in and of itself with some support staff. I really want to create a few more jobs for other people around the show too, which will free me up to continue to innovate and make it more compelling and fantastic. And I'm making it for you. Without you, it's nothing. There's no point. So keep sending me the emails and feedback and special topic requests. I appreciate all of you who have pledged your support on Patreon, and I'm really excited to see the new names each week. I can remember in the early days of using PayPal and getting an email notification that I'd received some money, and it was always like a little shot of happiness. And now I get that feeling when I see an email with a new supporter. Like the reviews and social media attention, it demonstrates that you're enjoying the show, you want it to continue. That's very encouraging to me, and it will ensure the longevity of the show. Listeners who support on Patreon can access a guided meditation called Messages from Your Spirit Guides, exclusive bonus episodes, and those who pledge at the mastery level of support can download one of my courses for free each month. This month, as I just mentioned, the featured course is Automatic Author. If you're looking to make something happen in the nonfiction realm, whether it's start a blog, write a book, create a free download for your subscribers to your mailing list, outline an online course that you want to teach, this technique is very flexible. You should get an email when you sign up to Patreon, by the way, but if you need some help finding your special podcast bonus feed so that you can listen to it in the same environment that you listen to all the shows, let me know. I've pulled a help link or two that shows you how to do that. It's actually really simple, though. Just go to patreon.com/shiftyourspirits. Make sure you're signed in to Patreon, and then look at the very top of the sidebar to the right. You'll see a block that says Audio RSS link. Add this private link to your favorite podcast player. And there's a learn more link right there that explains how to do all that. So to find out how you can become a patron, support my time in producing this show, and access all that extra bonus content, get my all-time favorite tutorial, and complete that life-changing project you want to write, please go to patreon.com/shiftyourspirits. Now, the Oracle segment. This time, I'm giving you a clue about the topic of the Oracle because it might only work as an Oracle for those who are seeking a love relationship. And that's not to say you shouldn't listen to it. There is a more universal message within it that I feel would speak to a lot of people regardless of circumstances in the love, dating, marriage departments. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't give a clue about the topic at all, but I'm experimenting with how this works, so let me know what you think or what your experience is with this. Should I go further with this concept of the long format oracles? You know, let me know. I want to hear from you. I'm not going to do it every episode forever. These would be special episodes that would be kind of dispersed among the others in some kind of rhythm, and maybe as some bonus episodes for Patreon supporters too. So first things first, give this one a listen, and last week's if you haven't already. Let me know if you like using the podcast in this way. So think about a question you have regarding soulmates, or how you might meet that special person who's out there looking for you too. Hold the thought in your mind, or better yet, hold it in your heart. Think about it, visualize it, and then pull it down into your chest, into the heart chakra. And I'll pause for just a few moments right now. This is channeled to one person, and because of that, I have not tried to shift the gender or the sexual orientation within the examples. The simple reality is that most of my listeners are straight women, so I'm using heterosexual examples and speaking about men. I'm not a heterosexual woman either, so the rest of us will have to do a little translating. Straight guys who are listening, by the way, the straight men who listen to this podcast are a particularly cool breed of guy, right? Dudes, just imagine we're talking about you meeting some amazing women. Now, my LGBTQ listeners, we're pretty good at translating hetero cisgendered messages and gleaning the universal wisdom from it. It's one of the reasons queer people have such a well-developed creativity. Anyway, you get the gist. This message is for everybody who's looking for love, and the wisdom in it applies to all of us. Use your imagination. It's a big part of the process anyway. When are you going to meet the love of your life? What should you be doing to meet someone special? Can you make it happen? Is there a practical strategy that will increase your chances of meeting someone great? Absolutely. It needs to be something social that involves a group where you're exposing yourself to a different routine and to people you might not have encountered on your usual routes through daily life. Let's say you hear about this crazy adult kickball league and the company you work for has a team and you think, God, I loved playing kickball when I was a kid. And there's this email that gets sent out asking for new players, and on some impulse you just reply and sign up. And you go to a practice feeling kind of like a dork, almost talking yourself out of it several times, but something tells you to just go. And it ends up being really fun and silly. And you meet this guy who works in a different department on a different floor, who's been there for the same number of years as you. And for whatever reason, you just never saw him before. He's been coming and going and almost crossing your path within a matter of like 50 feet in 5 minutes. He's really pretty amazing and exactly the kind of guy you've been complaining doesn't even live in the city. This is the alternative to dating apps and bars. The only person you're guaranteed to meet in a bar or club is someone who likes to drink and party. And that may be okay when you're in college or in some other party phase. No judgment for whatever age that phase might hit you. But you're into a new era. You're settling into different values and your expectations have evolved. Ask yourself this question. Who do I want to be when I meet the love of my life? What will you have to share? Who can he be proud to say you are? What will he say about you when he's describing you to his friends? What will he be proud of beyond your looks and sweet personality and the fact that you're into him? Take the example of the kickball team and introduce that into other areas or spheres of your life. Your health and fitness sphere. Take fitness classes. The kind of beautiful guy you're likely to meet in a yoga class? Nice. You know he's healthy and cares about his well-being. He's probably more likely to be interested in spirituality, which is another one of your values. So for your spirituality sphere, maybe you go to workshops. Go hear a cool visiting speaker. Go to a meditation class. For your creativity sphere, this is one of the most powerful spheres for changing your vibration and attracting people into your life, period. Again, make it a social pursuit. There's a lot of creative projects that we tend to do that are even more isolating and will cause you to spend more time alone than necessarily going out and meeting people. So if you have one of those things like you're writing or whatever, I get it. Some of your creativity can be a very private activity, but stretch yourself into doing something creative that involves other people. Make it a social pursuit. Take a class, get a girlfriend to go with you, try something you used to be really into, but maybe you put on the shelf over the years. I don't know, learn to sew or go to a crafting class or, you know, anything that you might learn to do. A cooking class could be a really cool creative thing. take that thing back off the shelf, whatever it was that you maybe used to dabble in and put away, and find a way to re-engage for the sheer joy of it. Now, for your philanthropic sphere, volunteer. You know, give your time to a cause you care about. The type of men who donate their time to help others, those are the kind of men you want to marry. You'll not only meet guys in these environments, but you'll also meet girlfriends, platonic friends, BFFs, people you never would have known otherwise, and their social spheres will be opened up to you as well. Dinner parties, introductions to their guy friends, their brothers. Friends and friend events are likely to produce great, vetted, potential dating partners for everyone, for all of us. Here's the cool thing. You're not on the prowl. You're focusing on all the parts of your life you want to engage in, whether you're by yourself or with someone. You're having a full life. You're interesting and accomplished. You're healthy and growing. You're creative. You're fun. You do stuff. You have a life. You define yourself by so many things beyond just being someone's girlfriend. You're also more able to actually do things that are fun in the beginning stage of dating. The Netflix and chill stage is better once you've been going out for a while. Relationships that go from dating app to hookup sex to Netflix and chill to living together, they're in a low vibration rut before they started, and then they wonder why these connections fizzle. These kinds of activities that I'm describing that raise your vibration are what you want to go for, because raising your vibration allows you to attract someone with a matching high vibration. Where else can you repeat the kind of joining the kickball team concept? Just pick one new thing every few months and try it out. Go at least a few times before you quit. Give it a chance. Every first time event or class, you're going to feel awkward. And remember that you're not necessarily going just so you can spot a cute guy in the corner first day. But a month into whatever class or activity or group it is, you may start talking to a cool woman and she becomes your friend, and that intersection changes your whole life. It creates the possibility of new synchronicities and new spheres and new trajectories. This is not dating. This is about living and connecting with other people in meaningful ways. And the rest of it will come to you. Now, about that guy you met at kickball. You're afraid of getting your hopes up, rushing into a fantasy, thinking you're in the beginning of a rom-com, and then being disappointed again. But at the very least, kickball guy has been sent to you by the universe to show you what happens when you shift your everyday life into a new social sphere. He is, at the very least, a reminder that the type of man you want to meet is out there. You're passing each other on the street, a slight shift, and bam, you run into someone who's been there all along, and it happens in a heartbeat. Obey the impulse to spontaneously change your routes and routines. Go to a seminar. Stop and go in that funky little store you've passed a million times. Explore the world right around you. You may think, why show me someone who seems perfect like kickball guy if it's not going to be kickball guy? Well, so you can't say anymore that that kind of man doesn't exist. Because clearly he does. They're all over the place, probably dodging all the shallow people just like you are. They're in CrossFit gyms and going hiking and getting outside of town. They're working on a Habitat for Humanity home on the weekends. They're doing after-school programs with kids. They're there. So go where they are. Go be the person you've always wanted to be. And do it with as many new people as possible in cool new environments that, yes, require you to go outside your comfort zone just a little tiny bit. Focus on you and your vibration. Who do you want to be when you meet the love of your life? Go be her. Thanks again for listening to the Shift Your Spirits podcast. For show notes, links, transcripts, and all the past episodes, please visit shiftyourspirits.com. You can subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or whatever app you use to access podcasts. If you'd like to get an intuitive reading with me or download a free ebook and meditation to help you connect with your guides, please go to sladeroberson.com. And if you're interested in my professional intuitive training program, you can start the course for free by downloading the attunement at automaticintuition.com.